No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield dead at this moment.
The following is an excerpt from an interview with Lynn Hirschman conducted by Are You Serious for his show Neophiles. Neophiles is a member of the Mondo Globo Network at mondoglobo.net.
Now, what are you doing right now?
Well, I sort of dropped everything to do this. There's a fellow by the name of Steve Kurtz who's part of a group called the Critical Art Ensemble.
And oh, yeah. Very important story.
Yeah. Last year, he woke up and found his wife wasn't breathing, called 911, and they came and he does these works, artworks that deal with genetic that are critiques of biogenetic materials and so forth. So he had some petri dishes he was getting ready for an exhibition, and so the medics came in and saw the petri dishes, called the FBI, and then they saw the dead woman because she had had a heart attack. But the FBI confiscated all of his work, even the cat, the computers, put him into a hotel, wouldn't let him bury her properly for quite a while, and he's up now for bioterrorism charges. I mean, the bioterrorism charge was dropped when they found out that everything was innocuous and not dangerous, but they changed it to mail fraud between him and the head of genetics department at Carnegie Mellon. So they have mail fraud, which is 20 years. Now they're trying to add a weapons of mass destruction charge. They've spent close to $1 million in trying to convict him. And I felt this is a story of our time.
I can't wait to see this. Who's insane here? I mean, where, you know, once they discover the guy's an artist, you know, were you able to discover anything about what's going on in the heads of these maniacs? Homeland Security, FBI?
My sense is that they've spent so much money trying to convict him that they can't just really let him go. Well, he's got Larry Flint's attorney is representing him, and he had made a good case in his defense on May 18th. But the trials, the end of the year, simultaneous to the time when they want to increase the Patriot Act security measures.
Right.
And so I thought that it would be important to tell this story fast so that we can get it out before his trial.
Yeah, it's amazing that this story hasn't. I've read about it somewhat. I don't know all the aspects of it. Is he in prison or?
He's not in prison. No. He has a probation officer.
Right.
And he's also so a lot of his rights have been taken away. He'll never get his work back. He had a book on his computer.
And what's interesting to me is a number of people get disappeared. In America, particularly since 9/11, or mostly since 9/11, or maybe even entirely since 9/11. But it's interesting to me that Critical Art Ensemble is a pretty well-known group within art circles, and that this can just go on without getting, mainstream news coverage or people knowing about it.
It's extraordinary to me. They closed down his show at Mass MoCA. FBI did. They've been interviewing curators, and seeing what's encrypted in his writing. And very. Can you go to sleep at night in 2004 and you wake up? It's 1954.
To hear the remainder of this interview, log on to mondoglobo.net/neophiles.